Editor's note. Mr. Campbell writes in response to the letter to the editor, Canada should have public and private hospitals competing for patients. Dear Editor, thinking of hospitals as a consumer good in a competitive health market is a mug's game, and frankly dangerous. Letter writer Paul Trussler is misguided as to how competition would play out in a privatized health system. In a labor market where coveted healthcare staff are in short supply, competition won't be over patients, but workers. Our public hospitals would be competing for scarce health staff, from nurses to cleaners to doctors, with private outfits operating outside our public hospitals legislation. These private corporations can charge additional fees for some services and have a revenue stream that could be used to dangle higher salaries. This would lure our public hospital staff, whose wages have been purposely kept low and workloads high by Ontario's provincial government under investment for healthcare, to work in the private hospitals. All we need to do is look to our American neighbors to see how competition also adversely impacts access to quality patient care, which in that two-tier privatized health system, is readily available to some, but not to the majority. What we know is that private hospitals siphon off patients with less medical needs, leaving state, public hospitals to deal with poorer patients with more complex conditions. Let's not be seduced by those offering the simplistic and harmful competition argument in pushing private healthcare. Rather, let's put our energy into getting our MPP, who has influence with the PC government, to advocate for funding for our public hospitals at least at the level of other provinces and at inflationary costs to deal with the aging and growing population, going forward. This way all patients will have access to good care being provided in fully public hospitals by more staff who are paid higher wages and have manageable workloads. Sincerely, Brett Campbell, President, CUPE 139, representing nearly 1,000 registered practical nurses, personal support workers, clerical, custodial, dietary, trades, other frontline staff at the North Bay Regional Health Center.